Track 1, Denial. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Menopause, Interventions for the Change. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. dealing with menopause. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with a section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as denial, malaise, fear of a decrease in sexual drive, stress, emotional symptoms, memory loss, and daily coping methods. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss three motives for and manifestations of denial in women who are beginning menopause. These three denial motives and manifestations include disbelief, fear of appearing weak, and youth-obsessed culture. The first concept of denial is the manifestation of disbelief. Some women, when faced with the idea that they might be menopausal, try to reason themselves out of this possibility. Some may try to convince themselves that they are not old enough, and others will try to find other reasons for their hot flashes and memory fog. Because most women can talk themselves out of accepting menopause, they do not seek treatment for the physical or emotional effects. By not seeking guidance from a gynecologist, they may develop osteoporosis and risk severe breakage. However, on the psychological side, not seeking aid can become extremely damaging to mental health. Many women will develop depression and fear of loss of sexual drive. Helen, age 46, had been experiencing frequent severe hot flashes. Also, she described an acute loss of memory. When I suggested the possibility of menopause, Helen stated, "That's impossible. I'm much too young to begin menopause. I still feel young at heart, and I'm not even 50 yet. I know the average age is 50, so I'm still 4 years off. I know my body. These hot flashes are just like some freak accidents." Because Helen had convinced herself that she could not possibly be experiencing menopause, She would find it difficult to accept these new changes to her body. I stated to Helen, "You're right, Helen. The average age is actually 50.8 years. However, that is just the average, not a requirement. It indicates that there are those women who start later and those women who start earlier on their menopause. Have you considered the fact that you may be just one of those women who is starting earlier than average? Is it possible that you find this a difficult realization to come to, so you decide to rationalize your symptoms?" Helen stated, "I just hate thinking that I'm getting old." As you can see, Helen had not completely convinced herself that she was starting menopause, but rather she did not want to come to grips with aging. Think of your Helen. What justifications has she thought up in order to explain her menopausal symptoms? What would you say to help her accept this unavoidable change to her body? The second concept of denial is the motive to avoid appearing weak. Women who begin to experience menopause, especially women who are actively involved with professional careers, believe that the signs of menopause are actually signs of weakness. Many women believe that men in their profession will respect them less if it becomes known that they are dealing with what they may believe is a debilitating hormonal disorder. Some of these insecurities arise with an imbalance in the genders with regard to aging. Most women believe that when men age, they are believed to become wiser and more experienced, and therefore are more professionally sought after. However, when women age, they become less professionally appealing. Although they may have as much experience as a man, much of this stereotype comes from the fact that menopause creates a cranky woman, which therefore translates into an unstable woman who may be detrimental to the company. Pauline, aged 52, stated, "At first, I didn't want to tell anyone I'd started, and I definitely didn't want to tell myself. Stupid me. That means I didn't get any estrogen replacements, and my hormones went through the roof. I've been a little more snappy than normal to my assistants and some of my colleagues, and everyone has noticed. They have also noticed my office changes temperatures every hour, so you can guess that now everyone knows about my menopause. Even though I've been able to wrangle in my temper, nobody really wants to deal with me anymore. I've tried to mend bridges, but it's been harder than I thought it would be." Think of your Pauline. Is she suffering from a fear of appearing weak? In addition to disbelief and appearing weak, the third concept of denial is the motive of a youth-obsessed culture. In today's society, it would appear that youth has become the ultimate paradigm of beauty. Youth, or at least the appearance of youth, ultimately denotes eternity and the delay of death. More and more, younger actresses are billed as sex interests, and any woman over 35 is the hot older woman. Instead of recognizing beauty for beauty, many women believe that if they look old or admit to themselves that they are indeed aging, they lose their beauty. In order to maintain a semblance of youth and thus a semblance of beauty, menopausal clients will use denial as a means to preserve the last shred of what they perceive to be their youth. Catherine, age 49, clung to the belief that she, too, was not old enough to have started menopause. "Even after I gave her information packets on menopause itself," Catherine stated, "I don't need these things. I'm just a young woman still. I go out to bars and wear miniskirts. I just don't want to act my age." Catherine had fallen into the trap of putting on a facade of youth rather than accepting her age for what it is. Think of your Catherine. Is she stuck in a desire to appear eternally youthful? To help clients like Pauline and Catherine accept their menopausal changes, I suggested they try an age acceptance exercise. I ask that they write down all the experiences they have had in their life that they would categorize as positive. Also, I ask them to write out a list of non-physical characteristics that they could draw on when they begin to feel a loss of self-esteem. For her lifetime experiences, Catherine wrote, "The birth of my children, the marriage to my husband." For her characteristics, Catherine wrote, "Loving mother, attentive wife, kind person, helpfulness." I then asked Catherine if she believed that any 20-year-olds could really match her list. Catherine stated, "Hell no, no 20-year-old could ever raise my kids like me." Because she found something other than youth and beauty to derive her self-esteem and confidence from, Catherine could now begin to accept herself for her age and not for her appearance. Think of your menopausal clients. Would they benefit from age acceptance by listing non-physical characteristics that they could draw on when they begin to feel a loss of self-esteem? On this track, we discussed three motives for and manifestations of denial in women who are beginning menopause. These three denial motives and manifestations included disbelief, appearing weak, and youth-obsessed culture. On the next track, we will examine three concepts of malaise in menopausal women. These three concepts of malaise in menopausal women include malaise versus depression, transitory grief, and comorbid risks. Question 1. What are three motives for and manifestations of denial in women who are beginning menopause?